Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Well, it's 96.7 FM for the time being. I believe I've just got a piece of paper stuck in front of me that says from the 1st of August we'll be on 106.6 FM. So there you go. I'm going to continue saying 96.7 FM just because, well, I'm so used to it. I've been doing this show for so long. So yes, this is DAC Simulation. It's your fortnightly mixture of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff. And we opened there with The Birthday Massacre with Video Kid, which is a very good track. I'm enjoying them lots. Okay, for tonight's show, we're going to go with a mixture of stuff, but we're going to get a lot of that from our guest tonight, which is Glenn. Say hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Glenn, as some of you probably already know, runs the Wendy House in Leeds, or is hugely involved in it, and basically...
Yeah, I run it.
Are you the man?
I am the man. I am the big boss.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to be chatting to you throughout the show and getting you to choose a selection of tracks and that kind of thing.
Yep, looking forward to it.
So, yeah. Right, well, we're just going to get on with the tunes, to be honest, because that's what this show's about more than anything else. We're going to just kind of keep playing. And this is a track you've chosen. It's The Knight.
The Knife.
The Knife, yes. Sorry, I can't actually read my own handwriting, which is rather embarrassing. It's The Knife with Heartbeats, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, you are listening to DAX Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. As I said earlier, we have Glenn here from the Wendy House.
Hello.
Hello. Just generally chatting and going to talk to us about stuff. Now, you chose the last two tracks, which it's probably worth introducing those. The last one is very hard to pronounce, certainly for me, but I normally get this kind of thing wrong. Ty Schmoof?
No, Ty Schwartz.
That's Ty Schwartz. I'm going to have to check with you before I do a set list of this this show tonight, because otherwise I'm going to get it completely wrong. And that was a track called Wait and See. And before that, we had the Knife with Heartbeats. Okay, so I just really wanted to get you in to chat about, well, running a very big club in the UK.
Yeah.
I think we were just saying whilst the tracks were on there that it seems to be one of the biggest in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, the Wendy House is certainly one of the largest dark alternative nights outside of London. We've had huge regular attendance for the last 8 years. Can't believe we've been running for 8 years, actually. It seems to have flown by. It's driven me half up the wall, but we've really enjoyed doing it, and we get such an amazing crowd month after month. We run it on the third Saturday of the month, and we get people travelling from all over the UK. Met somebody from Bath, we had people from London, Middlesbrough, York, Manchester. People travel from all over the place. We get coach loads of them.
I know. I do remember a few years back when I was there, realising that I had two friends visiting who had come to the Wendy House, one from Brighton and one from Glasgow. So the combined miles travelled just to come to one night was actually quite impressive.
It is absolutely amazing. And I mean, we love putting it on, and it does reflect in the night. It's a lot of fun. We don't take it entirely seriously. There's a large degree of irony in everything we do. And it still runs as a great night with great music and with great people.
Well, you must be doing something right to continually get people turning up to it and be able to fill such a large venue.
Yeah.
I believe the venue's a pretty large capacity at the moment, isn't it?
We're running it at about 1,600 at the moment. We've recently lost the third room, which was sort of an 80s indie electro mix. What's happening is that we're running it now with just two rooms. We're running it as a reduced capacity next month because of the building. And then we're back into the same format as we started at the university, which will be the main room, which is dark alternative with some 80s goth and metal. The second room, the Mutate room, which is a very popular industrial EBM and hard dance room, will be in the brand new floor, which is where the old 80s alternative room was. It sounds complicated, but everyone will actually find their way around the building, and it's been spruced up. We're getting an extra bar, all the corridors are going to be painted, redecorated. The development work is a real positive for the venue and for Wendy House.
That's all good stuff. There's a team of you, team of DJs who you obviously have to organise on a monthly basis. How hard do you find it just actually getting everyone together and making sure they turn up and that kind of thing?
Well, use a very big stick.
It's just kind of... Do you sometimes see it as massive amounts of chaos that just somehow come together?
No, there isn't a lot of chaos.
Is everyone pretty sorted on what they're doing?
It's by the power of my huge amount of organisation. I say modestly. No, I mean, we all do it. We've all got... we love what we do. It's a good laugh. We all get on well together. The majority of us have been very good friends for years, and there's five of us now, and we'll continue as long as we can.
Thinking about it, you got Jill and Echo in when the Mutate Room started a few years back.
The Mutate Room actually it actually precedes Wendy House. It was an idea between me and Nick to run an industrial night that included hard dance as well. Both of us were actually into acid techno at the time. And we saw a crossover potential between industrial EBM at the time in the... we're going back to the early 90s now. That actually sprung out various ideas, and Wendy House came along because we had an opportunity at the venue, and that's how come the partnership developed. And we've run it from there. Me and Nick run it with guests, and then we basically required additional full-time DJs. We've got in two resident DJs in the lovely form of Jill and Echo.
Yes, so it's actually, as would you say, it's been a fairly static amount of people for DJ wise for a while, because I seem to remember it's been a fairly similar lineup from what I'm aware of.
Yeah, Wendy House has run with the three of us. That's Susie, Nick and me, on the main room forever, really.
You were there from the start.
Right from the start. Yeah. Me and Nick were the people that run the Mutate Room from the start. Nick doesn't DJ there as often now, as his interests lie with the main room, and I tend to DJ the hard dance stuff. Well, both of us weren't able to cope with the horrendous monster of the main room. It's just a massive undertaking to run something that size.
Yeah.
With a dance floor that has around 1,000 people on, you need three people in there all the time. Mm-hmm. So we weren't able to run two rooms and run between the two. So we decided to get in Jill and Echo just to cover the mutate room. And also the fact that they brought in some new and fresh ideas. They were people that actually guest DJed for us. We do have occasional guest DJs in the mutate rooms even now. Well, they were able to put the concentration and the music and also the views and ideas that they brought from the wider industrial scene.
Ah, that's fantastic stuff. Right, I think we've been nattering for a good amount of time now, so I'm going to kick in with some more tunes. This is another one you've chosen, a bit more industrial. It's a Liebach track, isn't it?
It is, Tanzmit Liebach.
Okay, here we go. Wir alle sind besessen. Wir alle sind verflucht. Wir alle sind gekreuzigt. Und alle sind kaputt. Von Rechtstechnologie, von Zeitökonomie, von Qualität des Lebens und Kriegsphilosophie. 1, 2, 3, 4 Brüchel, komm dann mit mir. 1, 2, 3, 4 Beide Hände reich ich dir. Wir tanzen Adolf Hinkel, Benzin und Apolloni. Wir tanzen Schicklblüher und tanzen mit Maitreya. Mit Totalitarismus und mit Demokratie. Wir tanzen mit Faschismus.
Komm, tanz mit mir. 1, 2, 3, 4
You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, obviously changing to 106.6 FM on the 1st of August, so in a few weeks' time. We heard there Alter Ego with Rocker, and before that we had Lieback with Tansmet, isn't it?
Tansmet.
Tansmet, yes. I'm feeling a bit dizzy tonight and just not quite remembering things, but I'll rely on Glenn here to remind me of stuff if I get it wrong.
Two songs so far that are German, so...
Yes.
I expect a few mispronunciations here and there.
I continually do it, and I keep telling people to email in if they get any if they spot anything pronounced wrong or spelt wrong or anything that. And so far, no one has corrected me.
Don't worry too much. I haven't had problems reading English.
So there you go. Right. As usual, I'm going to try and give you a rundown of the up-and-coming clubs and gigs in the area of the kind of goth industrial alternative genre. If you remember last... show, I had a massive rundown of stuff to do. I think we had about six events all in one weekend, which was just stupidly busy. And this time it all seems to be quiet, which is unfortunate, but I guess that's the way things go. You have busy weekends and you get a weekend to recover. So coming up on Friday the 28th of July, we have Integration at the George in Leeds. This is an industrial punk night, of which is good stuff. It's very good stuff. It's run by the guys who do Action Direct, so it's worth getting yourself down there if you like the kind of guitar-driven industrial and punk. That runs from 8 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. and is £2 in on the door. And following that, on Saturday the 29th of July, we have Bad Wisdom at the George in Leeds. Now, I mentioned this last month. It's a one-off night, or it was certainly last month. Hang on, Bad Wisdom at the Charging Leeds. I've written that down completely wrong. It's at the Golden Fleece in Leeds, in Wortley, no doubt. It's a random local goth night for people who live or can get to Wortley. It's a very lovely night. We had one last month, which was very good, really good turnout, and a great set by all the DJs who turned up. I think there was a total of seven DJs, which was, I thought, quite impressive for such a little night. It's free entry, which always helps, 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. and more information can be found about that on www.sheepish.net/badwisdom. I think that's about it. Well, I'm going to actually just dive in and continue with the tunes a bit more. We've got a track here I've found on the Infected compilation that came out a few weeks back, the Infected 3 compilation. This is a band called Liquid Divine and a track called Something Trivial.
for answers.
You are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. Okay, you heard there three tracks chosen by Glenn from the Wendy House. We had the last track there was Ferry Corsten with Punk, and before that we had Hockey Coat with Forgotten Tears, and before that we had Mesh with what was it? Let Them Crashers.
Well, yeah, it was. It was supposed to be anyway.
Did we play that? I think we did actually.
I've lost track entirely. We've been chatting for so long.
No, I've made notes.
Catching up and stuff.
We're not convinced, are we? We do know we've actually played not exactly the tracks we planned, but it's we're winging it. We're having fun.
Yeah, we are having a lot of fun actually. Yeah, too much actually in the studio.
Yeah. Sorry. Why am I just making no sense whatsoever? Yeah, so, we've got, Glenn in from the Wendy House, and obviously we covered in the last bit the fact that you've got this huge club night that just started out of the fact that you had an opportunity and it was of friends who wanted to do it.
We've been in the Leeds University Goth Society Black Lodge for years previously. We'd been DJing there, and we saw an opportunity. In fact, it was Susie, actually, that... approached the venue manager at the time there. Her name was Fran. She had a very interesting fringe, and we grabbed it by fans, and the rest, as I say, is history.
Obviously, it was a demand that you saw that people wanted, because it obviously been popular for many years.
Whether or not the demand was there, we always went out with the intention of having a fantastically professional night that would rival some of the clubs in London. I think there was a demand for that in the north of England, and at the time, apart from Dissolution and Epitaph before that in Sheffield, there hadn't really been anything of the scale. And we grabbed the opportunity with both hands, and the people at Leeds University have always been lovely and supported us totally.
Fantastic stuff. Speaking of big festivals in Yorkshire, big events in Yorkshire, we've got the Infest Festival coming up in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun.
I know. You were telling me in the ride over here that you've actually got a DJ set.
It's on the Saturday in the Goth Room. They're running a second room by the bar, away from my dance floor, as they have done for the past 3 or 4 years, I believe. And essentially, it's a mix of more goth and alternative, 80s and electro. And I'll be doing that on the Saturday, I think. It's the peak slot 1 till 2 or something like that, but I'd have to check my diary. But, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the event generally. It's a great lineup. Who could want more? You've got Lab 4 alongside Frontline Assembly, and you've got Schmoof as well, which I think they're not sort of the scale of Frontline Assembly, but they're lovely.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about Schmoof because they're just so fun. I've got to say, I'm personally looking really quite forward to Rottersand and Stromkern. They're a couple of favourites of mine.
It's a strong lineup. It's definitely a strong lineup.
There's something for everyone.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the time I'll probably be at the bar, but that goes with most festivals, really.
I think most of us will be, the bands are on. But.
Well, you never know. I mean, I might actually get to see some bands this year. Last year I wasn't as successful as I might wanted to have been. I was talking to lots of people, but the people there are always great. Same with Wendy House. You get people travelling from all over the place. More and more with Infest now, you get people travelling from all over Europe, so there's more opportunities to talk to our European cousins.
It is indeed. I've got to say, I think last year I had a mission statement, and that was to see every single band, because every single year before that I'd been to Infest, what happened was the band I didn't see because I just was at the bar or hadn't got to the venue yet or something along those lines, the one band I missed, everyone came running up to me raving about
Earth Ball 1 year, and they were the ones that were absolutely insane. And I like insane bands. There was something to really talk about with the visual presence on stage. A lot of bands in the industrial scene don't necessarily have the stage presence and the act to go with it. And they were one that did, and I missed their set,
it's quite gutting when it's like that. I might go with the same plan this year of actually trying to see every single band I possibly can, just because I don't want to miss the absolute gems that normally turn up there at some point.
They're always bringing a good band, a good variety. Some of the smaller bands are as interesting as the big bands, sometimes even more interesting. You never know. I mean, it's just the luck of the draw, you know, sometimes. Indeed. And I mean, I'm not familiar with all the bands. It's difficult to keep up with everything that happens in the industrial scene. And I think InFest is a fantastic opportunity to have a look at what's going on.
I think every year I've discovered a new band that I've really got into at that festival. Yeah. So, anyway, I think we better carry on with the tunes. As you've been choosing loads so far, I'm going to choose one myself. This is a track by Spectralized called Of the End.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. I just want to thank Glenn here for coming along and choosing a bunch of tunes, really.
My pleasure.
I hope you've enjoyed it. And,
yeah, it's been a laugh, actually. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Thank you for having me, etc.
Yeah. We played there one of your choices, which was ASCII Disco with a track called Black Metal. And we're going to leave on another choice of yours.
A bit more dancey, a bit more upbeat. I mean, the set I've chosen tonight is a little more electronic, a little bit more upbeat, with a few little bits of industrial thrown in with it, which is a bit more in keeping with my DJ set at Infest and potentially the Mutate room rather than the main room, which is the dark alternative from Goth and 80s floor fillers at Wendy Ass. So it's a little different to what I'm used to playing, so it's a nice little choice.
It's good to be able to just like spread your wings a bit and just try and mix it up a little bit. You don't always get the opportunity to do. Okay, we'll leave on that, and thanks for listening. Tune in a fortnight's time, where we'll be back with more of the same and possibly other guests. I don't know yet. I'm kind of planning this all as I can and do, and we'll see who we can find, really. So yes, tune in a fortnight, and we will see you then. Goodbye.